Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Donald Trump takes the oath of office today as the 45th president of the United States and has promised to act quickly to enact his executive and legislative agenda to bring change to Washington. But Mr. Trump will also face a daunting political divide in the U.S. that remains in place in wake of his Electoral College victory last November over Hillary Clinton. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more.
Donald Trump has already set himself apart from previous incoming presidents by holding a series of rallies around the country to thank his supporters. Trump also insists he wants to bring the country together after one of the most divisive election campaigns in recent history.
We will heal our divisions and unify our very, very divided country. When Americans are unified, there is nothing we cannot do. No task is too great, no dream too large.
But opposition to the incoming president remains intense and was on display during the recent Electoral College voting in several states. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
ECOWAS says the Gambian leader Yahya Jammeh, who lost the election last month, will have until midday today to hand over power and agree to leave the country or face military action. Adama Barrow was sworn in as Gambia's new president on Thursday at the Gambian embassy in neighboring Senegal. Newly released letters written by al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden showed he remained focused on striking the United States. Again, long after the 2001 terror attacks on the U.S., letters were confiscated in 2011 during a U.S. military raid on bin Laden's compound in Pakistan. This is VOA News. Outgoing U.S. President Barack Obama has conceded defeat in his efforts to close the American military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, but he blamed Congress for his failure. In a letter to Congress, he condemned lawmakers for placing politics above the ongoing cost to taxpayers. Mr. Obama pledged, when he became president 8 years ago, to close the facilities in his first year, but lawmakers and both political parties blocked that effort. He said the population there stood at 41 as of Thursday. Donald Trump has vowed not just to keep Guantanamo Bay open, but to boost the number of terror suspects housed there, even raising the prospect of U.S. citizens being sent to the facility. Outgoing U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says U.S. airstrikes have killed several dozen Islamic State fighters and two military camps about 45 kilometers southwest of the city of Sirte in Libya.
And they're a reminder to ISIL and many others that while the world doesn't rest from the transition here in Washington, neither does the Department of Defense.
Strikes were authorized by President Obama in what likely was the last military operation approved by the outgoing U.S. leader. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has ordered an investigation into the collapse of a dilapidated high-rise commercial building in the capital, Tehran, an incident that left dozens of firefighters missing and feared dead. Fire broke out in the 17-story building and spread quickly throughout the building, where clothing and garment manufacturers did business, as well as storing highly flammable textiles. 41st U.S. President George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara Bush improving, hospitalized in Houston, Texas, where Mr. Bush is being treated for pneumonia, Mrs. Bush for bronchitis. Bush family spokesman Jim McGrath was asked by reporters if President Bush might be watching the Donald Trump inauguration today.
I know if he's able to, he will. I know right now they've got him on some medicines that make him kind of sleepy. But I know he'll try to take in the festivities, as I think it's been widely reported by now that President Bush sent President-elect Trump a letter last week indicating that he was not going to be able to attend because of age and mobility issues. But he certainly wishes our incoming president well, because the incoming president, the new president's success is our country's success. And where that's concerned, President Bush doesn't care about party affiliation or anything else. You're our president, and we're behind you.
President Bush's son, the 43rd U.S. President George W. Bush, will be attending the inauguration, along with several previous presidents.
That's the latest world news from VOA.